Strategic Assessments. Chapter 1. War is a matter of vital importance to the state. The survival or destruction of a nation, and the life or death of its people, depends on its conduct. For this reason, it must be analyzed with the utmost care. To make strategic decisions, consider 5 fundamental factors. Examine them closely to determine the conditions that will lead to success. These factors are the way, Tao, heaven, earth, command, and discipline. Only after understanding these aspects can you determine who is likely to prevail and decide whether to mobilize your troops. The way, Tao, involves creating a bond between the people and the leadership, a unity of purpose so strong that individuals will willingly share life and death without fear of danger. When people are treated with benevolence, justice, and loyalty, they work in harmony and serve with dedication. Heaven represents natural conditions, such as climate and seasons. Ignoring them can lead to disaster. In the past, entire armies suffered severe losses due to neglecting the weather. Frozen fingers during winter campaigns against the Huns, or deadly epidemics during summer campaigns against southern tribes. Earth refers to geographical features, the distances to be traveled, the ease or difficulty of the terrain, its size, and its safety. Understanding the terrain is crucial for military operations. Knowing the distances helps you choose the best route. Understanding the difficulty of the terrain allows you to decide whether to deploy infantry or cavalry. Assessing the area's size helps you estimate the number of soldiers needed. Evaluating the safety of the terrain determines whether to attack or retreat. Command relies on 5 virtues: intelligence, trustworthiness, humanity, courage, and strictness. However, an excess of any one virtue can be dangerous. Too much intelligence leads to insubordination. Too much humanity causes weakness. Too much trustworthiness results in rigidity. Too much courage leads to recklessness. Too much strictness breeds cruelty. Only a balance of these qualities creates an effective leader. Discipline encompasses organization, the chain of command, and logistics. Organization ensures that troops are efficiently distributed. The chain of command ensures that officers and soldiers act in unison. Logistics oversees the supply and support of the troops. Every general knows these 5 factors. Those who master them win, those who neglect them lose. Therefore, use these principles to compare your forces with those of the enemy. Ask key questions. Which ruler adheres better to the way? Which commander is more capable? Who makes better use of heaven and earth? Who has stronger discipline? Which army is more powerful? Who has better trained soldiers and officers? Which army has a clearer system of rewards and punishments? By answering these questions, you can predict who will win. Effective military operations are based on deception. Even if you are strong, appear weak. If you are prepared, feign disorganization. Attack when the enemy is unprepared, and strike where they least expect it. Those who understand and master these principles win before the battle begins. Those who ignore them have already lost before the fight starts. Victorious warriors plan their victory before entering the battle. Defeated ones fight first and hope to win.
Strategy lessons. Sun Tzu begins his treatise by emphasizing a fundamental principle. Success is never the result of chance, but the outcome of meticulous planning and a profound understanding of the variables at play. The war, he describes, is a powerful metaphor for all life's challenges, from leading a team to launching a product to achieving personal and professional goals. Understanding and applying Sun Tzu's principles means learning to master chaos and transform it into opportunity. The way, Tao, the bond that unites. The way represents the essence of leadership, creating a sense of shared purpose. In a company or team, this translates into the ability to inspire and motivate people to move toward a common goal. A leader who practices the way knows how to build trust by promoting values such as justice, respect, and loyalty. This approach not only strengthens the bond between leaders and collaborators, but also generates a commitment that surpasses fear and uncertainty. Ask yourself, do your team members feel part of something greater? If the answer is no, it's time to redefine your leadership. Heaven,